us married people really want you to call, because truth is, we sometimes live vicariously through you. Coming up on Valentine's, on February the 14th, Governor Huckabee will be in town. It is the Celebrating Life Dinner. Look forward to this. I believe that this is going to be a wonderful evening of fellowship, but I think, too, when you hear Mike Williams, you're going to get a blessing. And as if you're a regular listener to this show, you know that I firmly believe that the good Lord gave me a sense of humor, and he puts you where he wants you to be. I have heard, well, for several years, Mike Williams comedy. I've heard it on the radio. I've seen it on the YouTube and everything, and it is wonderful that he is joining us now on The Phil Show on News Talk 98.7. Welcome, my brother from another mother.
You know, Phil, you keep saying many years, and I'm going, that makes me feel very old today. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm too blessed to be depressed. See, my last name is Williams, so I hear you, and I'm going, wow, this guy, we must be related we're all related in one way or the other.
Well, you know, I do have some family up there in Tennessee, so it could be from up around the Winchester area, but don't tell anybody because some of them are still wanted.
Where do you call? Where do you call home?
You know, I am standing right now. I am 100 foot from the Atlantic Ocean, and I'm on the north coast of the Dominican Republic is where I live.
Well, I know. Shut up. I noticed on your schedule that you were in the Dominican Republic, but you live there.
You know, 8 months out of the year, I live down here. Run a little work. We serve the poorest of the poor through a medical clinic and through a school and about 7 churches that I help with. And then, of course, I also pastor a church down here in my spare time, along with a great fella from Hendersonville, Tennessee, who is my co-pastor.
So you're doing for the least of these. It just happens to be in a really nice place.
You know,
or a good climate.
If you were sitting here with me, you would go, is this mission life?
Now, do you play golf?
You know, I don't. I say I don't. I have a number of golf stories, which involves almost killing Howard Hendricks one day with a golf ball. I am not a big golfer, though. Are you a big golfer?
Well, I am, and I just watched the, what was it on the Golf Channel, Big Break Dominican Republic, and that's about all I know of how the beauty, God spent some time there, as he did here in the Smoky Mountains, creating that. You are very much talked about. When you go speak someplace, they go, we want to get you back, because you have a reputation of being rebooked a lot, Mike Williams. Coming up on Valentine's. Now, are you going to be here? Are you going to be satellite? How's that going to work?
Oh, no. I'll be there. I'll be flying in the day before and coming up to be with you. We're looking forward to it.
Well, you're going to get a shot.
I always love getting back to Tennessee.
Well, I hope you have time to stop by and be on the show in person. I think that would be great. And you could bring a guitar, because I know you use that in your show.
I have been known to hit it a few times.
To pick a little bit. One of the things that stands out for me, and I don't know, but when I hear you tell the story, and I don't know if it was in Panama City, I don't know where you were when you got the Chicago hot dog. You may have been in Chicago, for all I know.
Oh, the old Chicago hot dog story.
Yeah. But I remember the first time I had one of these hot dogs was in Panama City, Florida. I was down there scuba diving or whatever. If you could, and I know you don't, maybe may not have a guitar handy, but could you tell our audience that story?
Well, you know, it's a horrible story, and probably our hosts are going to be mad that you asked for this one.
But I don't care.
But it's a true story.
Yeah.
And sometimes the true ones are the worst ones. You know, when you make them up, you make them nicer. But this girl, I went in. I was with a touring group at the time, and we were down there. And in fact, the group was a group called DC Talk, but this was way back in the day, way back, okay?
Gosh, I remember, well, Shelly, our producer, remembers DC Talk.
I loved DC Talk.
What, they had a hit, was it Talk Talk? Was it, what was the hit?
I can't remember, I loved it all.
Back when it was, you know, when it was all three of them. Now it's just Toby out there, and Michael's doing his own thing, and Kevin's living up in the Nashville area.
Wow.
But this was back in the day, and I was talking about Chicago hot dogs, and nobody had had a Chicago hot dog, and so I said this was our last night of the tour, and it was ending up down there at the Civic Center, and I said, there's the Chicago hot dog place. I'm taking everybody else out. And so we went out to this place, and the group sat down. Now, this was a number of years ago. This was back before it was, you know, three tour buses and nine semi-trucks.
Yeah.
And but we all went in there, probably about 11 of us in the whole shooting match, and went in. I said, you sit down. And I walked up to the counter, and I said, I need about 20 Chicago hot dogs. And I noticed that the girl who was making the hot dogs, and this is gross here, so if you've got kids, you might want to pull their ear away from the radio a minute. But the girl had I call it a dangler.
Yeah.
A little booger hanging from her nose.
A bear in the cave, yeah.
And, you know, being a good person, a godly person, a Christian person, just a person who loves people, you know, I'm rubbing my nose. Because, you know, there's the universal symbol that says if you're standing in front of somebody, you rub your nose, they will rub their nose.
Yes.
You know, in fact, if you're in the room with anybody out there and you're listening to this, just look at them and rub your nose. They will have to rub their nose. It's universal. So I rubbed my nose. In fact, right there, your producer, right there. If Phil, you rub your nose. Watch. She will rub hers. She has to.
She continues to do it, with both fingers, trying to see if there's a bear in the cave there. Look at her.
I'm rubbing my nose right now just from talking about it. And so, anyway, she and I do this, and nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And so now it's getting kind of humorous, you know, and I said to her, I said, you know, it smells great in here. Doesn't it? And I went, you try. and nothing. Well, long story short, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, we've all had those moments we'd like to forget, you know. I tell people all the time, you know, we've all had bad stuff. You know, everybody's worked the first half of the day with their dress caught in the back of their pantyhose.
I
know the ladies have had stuff happen to them, too. But yeah. Anyway, so here I am, you know, she finishes up, she brings us the hot dogs, and the dangler was gone. So now I'm sitting there looking at this whole tray of hot dogs covered with relish, going, I wonder who's got the extra gift.
Now,
Phil, you're a sick man. You're a sick man, my friend.
I know
all the things you could have had me tell.
Now, you obviously are, because here you are in the Dominican Republic doing for the least of these. You are co-pastoring a church. You do seminars, whether it is tongue-in-cheek or, well, it's not. It actually, you do come around to a point, whether you're talking about marriage, but you make people laugh kind of in the name of the Lord. Tell me how you felt called to put comedy and really evangelism together, I guess.
It was kind of an accidental thing. I was, and this was, you know, we're going back 20 years, Phil, but 20 years ago I was running a teen center for kids and trying to find ways to speak to them and actually keep their attention. And so I'd started developing these huge props that would really catch their eye and really drive home a point, things that they would remember. Because, you know, if we're teaching and we're not teaching in a way that people that is memorable, then we're really just spending an hour of time and people aren't taking anything home with them. So I wanted to basically, maybe it was selfish of me, but I wanted to make sure that if I was putting my time in, that they were getting what I was saying.
All right.
Long story short, a guy saw me do my stuff one day, and he said, it's great teaching, he said, but you're hilarious. I said, well, thank you. He said, I have a friend, and his name is Carrot Top. Have you ever heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I have not. And he said, well, he's really big in the college market right now, and he's doing kind of what you're doing with all these outrageous props, only he's just doing comedy. He said, I'd love to hook you guys up sometime. You know, and you know how it is when people want to hook you up. I remember years ago, you know, people used to say, I'd love to hook you up with my granddaughter. You know, they'd go, you know, wow, you and her are just alike.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, great, she's unemployed and 100 pounds overweight, too. You know, and we need to get together and have kids. And so, no, anyway, I'm sorry. So didn't even think anything about it, had no idea who the guy was. 3 months later, next thing you know, I have this meeting where I go out and see this guy I'd never saw, and he meets this guy that he's never seen, and that kind of kicked off a writing spurt for me. And so I started writing for him. And through that, God just used me one day. I remember one day I was, now, you know, here I am at this time, you know, in my life. I'm a minister. I'm working here in a church situation. And I'm writing for this guy who at that time was number one in the world for the college comedy campus circuit.
Yeah.
And God began to speak to me and say, you know what, all he can do is give him a night of laughter. You can give him the truth of Jesus Christ. And I remember pulling over the side of the road on the I-4 just between Tampa and Orlando, Florida. And I remember, because it was right in front of the Rooms to Go warehouse. And I remember it that night because the R was out and it just said Ooms to Go. And I thought that was kind of funny. I said, Ooms to Go? I've never been there. I've got to go there. I've always wanted a new Ooms.
No, well, they're good. Yeah, yeah.
And I said, Lord, you know, I'm 29 years old at that time, you know, and I said, Lord, you know, I love my life. I love what I do. I love who I'm serving. I don't want to start anything new. And all of a sudden, you know, I just, you know, I remember just crying in my car there on the side of the road. And I said, Lord, if you want me to do this, you're going to have to make it really, really clear. I'm not putting together a resume, putting together a poster, a flyer. I'm not, you know, doing that. You're going to have to make it clear. And 2 days later, I got a call from a pastor who said, you know, Mike, we've had you speak so many times, and we've had you and your wife here, and I'm thinking, great, please don't call me again. And but because we had been there, you know, I'd run out of things to say. I was going to have to convert over to something new just to have a new approach. But he said, every time you come, he said, you're always really funny. Has anybody ever told you that? And I said, well, yeah. And he said, do you think you could come out? It was a Valentine's Day event. He said, do you think you could come out and speak to our people and just be funny, not preach, not teach, not sing? You think you could do that? And he didn't know what he was asking, but he was kind of the confirmation. And, you know, it was a confirmation, Phil. It was, you know, I look back at the last 20 years and... you know, when you see a turtle on a gatepost, you know he didn't get there by himself.
That's right. Post turtle, that's right.
Yeah. So I love what I do. I used to do about 140 events a year. Now with the mission situation, I come back and I do about 75 banquets around the country. When I'm back, I will come back in September. About September 5th, and I'll be there till November 5th or 6th, and we'll be back, and then we're back here on the mission field, and then we also go back in March and April, but then sometimes for special events like this one that's coming up in your area.
Yeah, February 14th, the Celebrating Life Dinner with Mike Huckabee. And if you would, real quick, because we're about to, out of time, talk about, I believe folks will get a blessing from you. Talk about what you want folks to take away after hearing Mike Williams on Valentine's Night.
Oh, well, a couple of things. You know, we're in a world that really needs to laugh, and I promise you, if you come out, you're going to laugh. It's going to be completely clean. It's going to be a real fun way. You'll sing along, you'll clap along, you'll laugh along, you'll have a blast. Mike Huckabee is going to be there. I mean, you're going to be there, Phil.
Yes.
It'd be a great banquet if it were just you and me, but Mike's going to come in and close. He's going to close for us.
Very good. Sounds good to me. Maybe we'll pick
gonna,
a little
he's,
together.
He's going to close for us.
Sounds all right. Now, we have put Shelley's put a link on our Facebook page to Mike's website. You can go there. You can get the videos. You can get a taste of what we're all going to see on Valentine's night. Wow. I look forward to actually getting to meet you in person and spend some time with you. I really, really do.
Well, that would be great, and same here. You know, I'm all over YouTube too. You can type in Mike Williams comedy and see more of me than you really want to. But we would love for that to happen. Love for the folks to come out. It's going to be a night that I promise you. A year from now, if they don't have us back. People next year will be talking about that, going, hey, you remember what they did last year? That was the best banquet we ever had.
I believe it. It's a blessing. It's a comedy night. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mike Williams, thank you so much. God bless you and what you do, and I can't wait to see you. Oh, my gosh, we're less than a month now, aren't we?
Oh, it's getting close.
Yeah.
Getting
now, close. Are you married?
Oh, you know I'm married. I've been married for 26 years
now,
to the same woman.
How is this going to be? You're in Knoxville, Tennessee, where it's cold on Valentine's, and your wife is where it's warm, or is she coming with you?
No, she's staying here, but remember, we're in the Dominican Republic. We don't have Valentine's Day in February.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah. All right, boss. We'll look forward to seeing you next month. So much. Mike Williams, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And like I said, Shelley has put the link up there. You know, it would be great if he could come in early and he could get on the show and we could pick guitar and do some stuff. I think it would be an absolute hoot if we could do that. Plus, I'd love to sit in with the Huckabee. You know, did you hear my hit song?